So if there's one thing this defense does really well, you guys do a nice job with the pressure, and quarterbacks do not feel comfortable going up against you guys. How is that particularly important when you're going up against a rookie quarterback?
Well, it's important every week, but a guy like Andrew Luck, I mean, he can beat you in a lot of different ways. And we actually got a little taste of that the first time we played, and we let him out of the pocket a little bit, and he beat us as a runner as well as a thrower. So it's really going to be important for us to pressure him, keep him in the pocket, and make him beat us with his arm.
And overall, what's the way to beat this team? You know, how did you take out their receivers? Is this a full package? You stop the run. What do you guys want to do?
Well, it's the same story every week for us. You know, the first thing is stopping the run. You got to make teams one-dimensional. And if you can do that and get into third and long, then you can get creative. And so that's really what it's going to be about for us. Stop the run first, tackle, you know, keep everything in front of us, make them go the long way.
And, you know, the defense spent so much time on the field. I imagine you guys are getting into extremely good shape. But for this team, for the defense, when you're spending so much time on the field like that, how do you stay focused? How do you keep these guys focused on every single snap?
Well, that's our job. I mean, that's what it takes to win. You know, whatever we have to do, if it's, you know, 50 plays, 80 plays, whatever it is, we have to be at our best on each of them. And the way that we can help ourselves is getting off the field on third down, limiting our exposure. You know, that helps us to be more productive.
It seemed like the first three quarters versus the fourth quarter were a different thing. You guys were building momentum, but it was just too little, too late. Overall, how does this team find the consistency that you need through four quarters?
It's just a matter of working every day, getting better at what we do. You know, there's no magic potion to come and fix, you know, some of the issues we're having. It's just grinding out every day, getting better, you know, believing in the things that we're doing and just improving.
And Andrew Luck, of all of the rookie quarterbacks that you've ever seen, where does he rank in sort of most impressive and or ability to make plays despite the fact that he's a rookie?
Yeah, I don't know where I'd rank him necessarily, but he's very, very impressive. You know, his future is incredibly bright. Smart guy, talented physically, you know, does everything right. He's mature. You know, he doesn't seem like a rookie out there when you're playing him. That's no doubt about that.
And last thing for you, how would you evaluate where this defense is right now, and what steps do you need to continue to make?
Well, ultimately, it's about winning, and we haven't done that, and so you know, the evaluation would not be good. I mean, that's why we play the game. But I do feel like we're doing a lot of good things defensively, and if we can continue to do those things and continue to improve and turn that into winning, then that's a good thing.
So you've seen Andrew Luck this year. Do you treat him the same as you would a rookie quarterback, or is he a different kind of cat?
No, he's a different player. You know, he's playing at an elite level, especially for someone that is a rookie and so young. But he obviously has great command of the offense. He knows exactly what he wants to do. And he's very, very athletic, which we learned last time. You know, he was able to run the ball for us really well. So we have to be prepared for him. And we're not treating him, you know, as a 22-year-old rookie. He's not playing like that.
Terrence mentioned that this is a key week for veterans to change what's going on here. How do you do that?
I mean, to me, the most important thing, and it always will be this way, is you got to be the guy. It's that Thursday night football. You got to be the guy that's going to go out and make a play to change the game. You know, make something big happen, get your teammates fired up, get everyone involved in the game. That to me, that's the most important thing. You know, playing at a high level when it counts the most.
So you don't think there's anything that can be done throughout the course of the week or you know, game day that spurs things on? One of the words that Mike used the other day was intensity. Like the intensity wasn't there all the way through. The effort was there, but there was. Detroit's going to have more intensity.
I mean, and I view that as a game day issue, you know, because we're going to prepare really well. We're going to practice well and be great in our preparation up until the game. Now, when it's game time, I mean, it's Thursday night under the lights. We can't lack intensity in this game, you know, in this type of atmosphere.
What's the toughest adjustment in a short week?
I think, you know, just in a normal week, you have a lot of time to digest a lot of information. Now everything is just compressed a little bit. And we're really going to have to fall back on our techniques and fundamentals and just do everything by the book, because we're not going to have time to see all the different shifts and formations and plays. So we're going to have to play things as we see it and just use our rules, you know, and we should be fundamentally sound.
Back to Luck for a quick second. Is he a different quarterback than the one you saw at the beginning of the season?
I mean, he's playing better. You know, he's definitely improved. As any guy will, you know, throughout the season. So he's playing at a high level right now. He's throwing the ball really well downfield. Had a huge game last week. You know, put up great numbers. So he's playing at a high level.
I don't know if it's a relief or excitement or whatever it is. You nab your first touchdown and just get that out of the way here.
Right. You know, it's very exciting. Glad it's, out the way. Now it's on to the next thing.
In the fourth quarter, there was a lot of – it seemed like the offense was picking up some rhythm. You were finally converting on some third downs and stuff. What was working for this team, and then how do you build on that?
I think it's just going out there and executing. We started getting into our quick game, and, we knew we had to make plays, and we just had to go out there and do it.
What's successful about the up-tempo, no huddle? It seemed to be working for you guys.
I think it takes away from, overthinking things out so much. It's fast tempo. You just kind of go out there and react. And I feel that we did that pretty well.
Is that one of the biggest challenges as a rookie, to sort of get out of your own head and just go play the game?
It is. There's a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff that we have to know and that we're being taught throughout the week. But when you know it and you can go out there and just play without thinking, it's a lot better.
Do you feel like after yesterday you were able to put some solid plays together? Do you feel like you're ready to kind of get your name out there and get yourself rolling here for the last half of the season?
I'm always ready.
Nice. And if you want to have success against the Colts, what do you need to do?
Everybody on the offensive side, as far as offense, is going to have to win their individual battle. The one-on-ones outside, we're going to have to win and dominate the line up front. Running backs are going to have to, make people miss and run. And, quarterbacks are going to have to make great decisions.
And how would you evaluate what Blaine's been able to do, given the fact that you've had several huge injuries on the offensive side of the ball?
I'd say he's doing great. I mean, just like the rest of us are trying to do, he's getting better every day. And, he shows his fight out there every week. And by sitting in the pocket, and taking hits and getting back up and going out there and doing it again.